Let me just tell you one word of chizik. One word of chizik. We're in times now, Rabbi Yisai, on the battlefield, Rabbi Yisai, that's when the soldiers are made, the heroes are made, Rabbi Yisai. On the battlefield, where the soldiers that are heroes are made, that's on the battlefield of these matzavim. Let's understand the battlefield that we're in right now, specifically the time period of the Sefer Sa'imer, the time period of Hoyd. Hoyd is this week in the Sefer Sa'imer, is the week of Hoyd. Let's understand what it is, the week of Hoyd, understand where we are in Sefer Sa'imer, and specifically Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, I know you all know Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the day that we don't say Tachan. I know what you guys know. Pesach Sheni. Oh, I love this. This is that awkward person that didn't mute the phone. Oh, I love this part. He has no idea. Rabbi Yisai, a few days ago, I was giving a shiur, and that awkward person didn't mute the phone. And I hear in the background, the mother of Yisai, or his wife, or his sister, or his daughter, or I don't know what, comes in and says, oh, that's the skinny rabbi who's very funny. Right? That's the one. I'm sitting there going, excuse me. She's a physique. The skinny rabbi. Hey, you. Thank you. Awkward. Muted his phone. Thank you, my awkward brother. Balkapanim is Rabbi Yisai, the time period, specifically of Pesach Sheni. I know you all think that Pesach Sheni is one thing. That's the day that we don't say Tachanun. Right? And because it's the day we don't say Tachanun, we're not saying it the week before and the week after. But there's more to Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yisai. And Pesach Sheni is a very, very, very special day. It's a very special yontif. Let me explain it to you, Rabbi Yisai. Do you know what Pesach Sheni is? Yeah, should I explain it to them? I should. All right. In Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Yisai, let's go back a step. In Kabbalah, which of course all of you are fluent in now because you've been in the cave for the last 13 weeks, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, 13 years, 13 weeks. And you know that in Kabbalah, the Pesach is what you get tremendous, tremendous shefa from Shemayim in Emuna, in Bitachin, in Tveikis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called, it's called something, Isahusa de Le'ela. It's not as scary as it sounds, Rabbi Yisai. It means you get from the Rebbein Shel Olam, Bekeloch. Bekeloch, a presence from Shemayim. You get Bekeloch. That's what you get on Pesach. Those Bekeloch, those presents are taken away. And the day after Pesach, you don't feel that same closeness. That the Seder, everyone has a geschmack at the Seder. There's a reason why every normal one of us in Klal Yisrael, you know, we tell our, we after Pesach, we call up, no, what time did your Seder end? What time did your Seder end? It's all the same person, Rabbi Yisai. And you know, when you sing the Dayenu, you connect yourself to all of Klal Yisrael. And when you sing, you know, the Chagadia with all the various farm animal noises that all of us make. So it's something majestic. But the day after Pesach, it's gone. That's it. Shavuos, the Yontif of Shavuos is one thing. The name says it all. It's all, Shavuos has nothing of its own. There's no lulav, there's no matzah, there's no menorah, there's no drinking, there's no fire, there's one thing on Shavuos, is Shavuos. The weeks of work that you put into it to get back to that point that you started with. That's called Isarusa Dilatata. That's called we have to be misoyer from down here. That's what it means. So Shavuos is an empty bag. And what we're going to fill it up with, that is what Shavuos is. It's called Shavuos. That's the whole entire yontif. Whatever you worked on, that's what you get. What you don't work on, you get nothing. That's how it goes. That's the picture at large. Hoyd specifically, the week of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is the week of, listen closely, Rabbi Yisai. Hoyd means, what's Hoyd? Hoyd means covet. Hoyd means covet. What's the covet of a person? What's Be'emis Mechabed the person? You a good-looking guy? You know Shragi Kalis. Was a good-looking guy. Well, you, I know you now. You have like your little hair thing and you're like that. You play some like surfboard or whatever, right? One day, you're going to be bald like your father and just as ugly as him. If not uglier, it only gets worse and worse, Rabbi Yisai. So what do you... What are you being misgone, you ugly creature? What are you so good looking, you ugly little man? Okay. Elamai, you're misgone because you have money. What's your money? And there's a person, some wealthy guy in Corona, who's saying Asher Yotzer 17 times a day right now because he's scared what's going to be with my money. No. So your money, that's your COVID. That's not you. Those are matanas from Shemayim. What's you? COVID is, and I saw this in Rabbi Gedalia Shor or Gedalio, he said, Hoid is Masha Adam Moisif Me Yegia Ve'omel. What you work on, that's your COVID. Doesn't mean you should be a Balgaiva about it, but that is you. You is what you work on, what you toil on. That's this week. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Hoid Shebahoid. He's the one that worked the hardest in the most difficult of times. He's Hoid Shebahoid. He's the super Hoid. The one that worked on himself the hardest when it was the most difficult. What is Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is the culmination, Rabbi Sai. Listen closely. Pesach Sheni is a bunch of Jews that were in Corona and that they said, it's hard to daven and it's hard to learn and it's hard that Jewish eyes, that my Jewish eyes should not look where Jewish eyes should not look. And it's very, very difficult. And it's difficult having Midas Tifus when you're surrounded by your family members that all of them don't have Midas Tifus. And it's difficult when you don't know my parents. And I don't want to know your parents, that ugly father of yours, right? You don't. I know it's difficult. Learning in this matziv is difficult. Davening in this matziv is difficult. Being self-motivated is difficult. And I could say, what do you want from me? I'm an oinus. I hope Mandel's okay. It looks like there's like a whole car crash going on over there. But I'm an oinus. I could say, I'm an oinus. It's not my fault. I couldn't learn. I couldn't daven. I couldn't steig. And certainly my midas in this matziv, when we were all together, I couldn't do it. But there were Jews that came in a Pesach Sheni, in a Corona 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, more than 3,000 years ago. And they said, it's not fair. We weren't here at Pesach Rishon, and it wasn't our fault. And what do you want from us? I would have loved to bring the Korban Pesach, and I was being oisik in what I had to do. I was bringing the Atzmet Yosef. That's why I was tameh, the Gemara says in Sukkah. And they could have said, it's not our fault. And we're potter, and we're fine. And they said, no, I won't accept it. I won't be potter. Ribbono shel Olam changed the whole entire world for me. And the Ribbono shel Olam didn't just change the world, he changed Torah. Torah predates the world. He changed the whole entire world because there were a few Jews that said, it's not fair. I want more. It's not fair. I don't suffice. I want more. I want more mitzvahs. I want more Torah. It's not fair. And the Ribbono shel Olam, in this matziv, you will get the same siyata d'shmaya from him. If you work and you toil when it's difficult, and you build back that matana that you had on Pesach, which of course, once we had it, it's easier to acquire. And you create the hoid, your own covet, that which I worked on, which I toiled on in the most difficult of times, the hoid sheba hoid. In the time which is for sure in all of our lives, the most difficult time to ever try to become Davik to Hashem. It is difficult, Rabbi Yisrael. With all these Zooms, and with all these, it's still very, 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 very difficult. And whoever works hard now and says, I won't accept it, Rabbi Nishalayim. It's not fair. All the Bochum that were 20 years old, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they were able to have a summer's man and to steig in the time before Shavuos and to have fire dike Shavuos. A Shavuos night in the Shiva there, Satari, the Geshmak, the super Seyed of us at the Chavein Taka, right? It's not fair. If you say, Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not fair, you will get incredible Siyata Deshmaya. That rutzin to go back to the base medrash is worth a lot by the Rebbeinu Shalom, Rabbi Yisai. So you keep on working. I'd say over here that your lave is open now, Rabbi Yisai. You should be looking where only Jewish eyes should look. You should be working and toiling and toiling and toiling in Torah. It's difficult. But what you have now, your whole world will be changed. I tell you, Rabbi Yisai, the day after Corona, everyone's going to say the same thing. What do you want from me? Everything I am is because of Corona. One guy's going to say it with the niggin that we just said. What do you want? That summer's man, that's what killed me. What do you want? You know? And you know what? He's an oinus. And then there's going to be somebody else. And he's going to say, everything you see today is because of Corona. Everything that you see today, all that I steig today is because in those days of Corona, I steiged in my davening and I worked harder in my davening and I worked on my midas and my bedel and chaveroi. Everything, everyone's going to say it by side. It's only a shiloh which niggin. You should all have a wonderful Shabbos. I miss you all.